Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly." So Abram was 75 years old when God told him to leave his family of origin and go to the land I will show you. That instruction came with the promise that one day he would be the father of a great nation. 24 years later, Abram was wondering if he had misunderstood God. His wife Sarah was barren. He had only one son by her maid servant Hagar. Most men, even in Abram's day, were not starting families when they were 1 year shy of the century mark. But then most men in Abram's day didn't walk with God Almighty, in Hebrew, El Shaddai. The Hebrew name El Shaddai comes with a sense of power. It means all-sufficient, the God of the mountains, God Almighty. His power is not limited by nature or norms. No problem is too big for El Shaddai to handle. God Almighty works in what seems to be impossible situations. And then when we think something can't happen, God's power is proven when it does happen. El Shaddai always delivers on his promises. I don't know what situation you're in today. Maybe like Abram, you are beginning to feel that God has forgotten you. Maybe you feel like God has failed to keep his promise. You've slid into that can't happen mindset. I just want to remind you that God's character and attributes never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His name is still El Shaddai. He's all-powerful. He's all-sufficient. I can't promise that God will give you everything you want, but I can assure you that God Almighty will give you everything you need and everything he has promised. Heavenly Father, you are the all-sufficient one. You are the God of the mountains. You are God Almighty. You are El Shaddai, and we trust in you. Father, my challenge today is never impossible for you. My situation today is not outside your power. I trust you to give me all I need, and I wait on you to give me all you've promised. In Jesus' name, amen.